From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. In Glens Falls, in eastern New York, workers at one of the state's few remaining paper mills have been on strike for more than 2 months now. 600 workers at Finch Prine are walking the picket lines over health insurance, pay, and other issues. New York State has lost thousands of mill jobs in the last decade, and as NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, the strike is starting to strain the lives of many people in Glens Falls.
At 7:30 in the morning, the August heat is just starting to kick in along this upper stretch of the Hudson River. Warren County Sheriff's deputies part the picket line of striking Finch Prine workers outside the mill's main gate. The strikers offer arriving replacement workers, some of whom they know by name, their own version of a good morning greeting.
Hey, scared boy, 9 weeks you been driving.
Don't cross the picket line, Roland.
Don't do it, man. Don't be a scamp.
Fueled up on donuts and coffee, the strikers reserve a special morning welcome for arriving managers.
You're the biggest liar in the Northeast, you know, you scumbag.
There's plenty of anger and frustration here as the strike enters its 10th week. Finch Prine is an independent and locally owned company which makes printing and writing paper for offices and publishing. 600 workers walked off the job in June after the company presented a last best offer that the seven unions here unanimously rejected. The offer included a small pay raise and a signing bonus, but a new 50-50 split for health coverage. Previously, the company covered all of the basic health plan. Joel Dallaire is a paper machine tender who's worked at Finch Prine for 28 years. He says the offer amounted to an unacceptable pay cut.
Decrease in pay. Now, how can you do that in these days? You know, price of gas, your mortgage, everything's going up, and they want us to work for less than we're doing now. It's impossible.
These days, salaried managers, replacement workers, and some retirees who've been called back are running the mill at about 80% capacity. The plant's four paper machines usually run around the clock, 365 days a year. And the company's last contract offer also included the elimination of paid holidays unless worked and an end to overtime pay for working Sundays. Striker Bill Bruce has worked at the mill for 30 years.
I mean, that's taken a lot away from a man. Back years ago, they'd come and ask us to work Sunday, they wanted to work Sunday. They would pay us holidays or work holidays. I'm going to come in here and work straight time for Sunday and holidays when I could be home with my family, you know.
Finch Prine has hired a small local PR company to serve as its strike spokesman. John Brott refused to talk about the strike on tape with NPR. In fact, managers of the 136-year-old company haven't spoken publicly since the strike began. The company's press releases call the last offer one that's, quote, fair, and it keeps Finch Prine competitive in the midst of the recession that grips the paper industry. The release goes on to say the proposed contract, quote, brings future labor costs closer to those of our direct competitors. A few veteran union mill workers here make $50,000 a year, but most workers make $35,000 to $40,000. Striker Joel Dallaire says nothing in this economically stressed area pays comparable wages.
There's no place to go. There's no place to go. Where are you going to go get a job at 53, 54 years old after you've dedicated your whole life to this company?
Parts of the paper industry in the Northeast are hurting, especially the smaller, older mills that are having trouble in the face of rising energy costs and competition from cheaper overseas imports. Other mills are still burdened after they overexpanded in the 1970s. Finch Prine is a relatively small paper company, which says it needs to cut labor costs to stay up with its larger competitors. But Finch Prine hasn't opened its books. It's not a publicly traded company, so it's hard to know exactly where they stand financially. And after 9 weeks of the strike, Glens Falls remains a community on edge. Three paper mills have closed in the Adirondack region in the last year, and the International Paper Mill in nearby Corinth just laid off half its workforce. New York State has lost nearly 12,000 paper mill jobs in the last decade. And the ongoing Finch Prine strike is having a ripple effect throughout the local economy, especially for loggers and logging suppliers who relied on the company's pulpwood purchases to make ends meet.
We've had $800,000 worth of repossessions, and we expect approximately $1 million more in the next 6 months.
Bill Buckingham is president of Loggers Equipment Sales, which sells trucks and log skidders throughout the Adirondacks. Buckingham says he doesn't know whether to blame Finch Prine or the unions, but he does know his business and other timber workers are reeling.
We have truckers who are absolutely sitting home doing nothing, waiting for the bomb to drop. They can't make their payments, and they have no job to go to. So this is an absolute disaster to them, and it doesn't seem like Finch Prine or the unions care about these people.
The strike is affecting smaller merchants and business owners as well. Roseanne Harvey helps run JR's restaurant near the mill. She says she's seeing fewer families dining out.
Parents, older friends who may be helping out the guys on the line who need a little helping hand right now. We're not seeing them as often as we would. And I feel sorry for the guys walking the line. I really do. They need a paycheck.
Right across from the mill's main entrance, four barbecue grills, big coolers, tents, and folding tables make it look like a picnic scene. But this is strike headquarters for the paper allied industrial chemical and energy workers and six other unions, a place where picketers can get three meals a day or, as Pam Taylor jokes, 101 ways to cook hot dogs. Taylor's husband works at the plant. She says she's thankful the state unemployment checks kick in this week to supplement the $60 a week strike allowance. Taylor's voice cracks as she tells of possibly defaulting on car and home payments if the strike drags on.
We're going to end up losing our home. You know, they said you should have been prepared. You have kids. You can't be prepared all the time. You know, I have three kids at home. It's tough. $60 doesn't go far.
Some Finch Prine workers have spent their adult lives working the mill, and they're deeply bitter that a career has come down to this labor standoff. Bob Philo gathers some shade under a picket line tent. He's worked here for more than 25 of his 55 years.
All my life. Sacrificed a lot of stuff with my family because I had to go to work. We worked 7-day operation. Missed a lot of stuff in my life, and this is what we get out of it right here. It really hurts. It really does hurt bad.
No contract talks are currently scheduled between the union and Finch Prime. A federal mediator is on call, but the mediator has said the two sides are so far apart, it's not realistic to call any meetings anytime soon. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Glens Falls, New York.